So it is. Dear Shambra, but hi, Tobias. Return. Indeed, the energy of this group of Shambra today who are sitting here and who are connecting is as delightful, as intense. You are so eager and so hungry, so wanting to fulfill what you came here to Earth to do, so wanting to help move energies forward, both within yourself and then for all who want to join in this thing called life in the new energy. Hi, Tobias, and the guests who come in today are energized by you. We breathe you in. We want to embody you. Would you allow us to do that, to be so close to you, to be inside of you and outside of you, that we can embody you? Would you allow us to come in even closer today? Be so close, we dance like one, even though we are two and more. We want to embody you, to take you into our being. Do you know what embodying truly is, Shambra? It is the fearless acceptance. Fearless acceptance of all that is. Without the walls or barriers or judgments. It is the fearless acceptance, the feeling of all energies, the experiencing of all things. The understanding that you'll never lose your own identity or integrity. It is there. It is permanent. You can never lose that. It was a gift given to you by Spirit. You've always had it, and you always will. Yes, indeed, there have been times when who you thought you were, when your identity was shattered by yourself deliberately, where it was taken over by another being deliberately and at some level by agreement. But Shambra, the energy of the unit of yourself, energy of you, that angel, you, that aspect of Spirit, has always been there and always will. It was created for you and shall always be. It can never be taken away. It can never be destroyed. Nobody can ever take it from you. Oh, you can play the game. You can have a story where you pretend for a while that somebody steals your energy, and where you are possessed, or you are some type of walk-in or something like that, where they take you over. But it can only go on for a short period of time. The integrity of your being always returns to the integrity of your being. Nothing can ever damage it, steal it, possess it. It always comes back, Shambra. So that's why we say that embodying is the fearless acceptance. You can fearlessly accept yourself. You can fearlessly embody anything into your being. As our dear friend Katumi said last month, you can breathe in those germs. You can fearlessly accept them. You can fearlessly accept everything about yourself and everybody else. You can be so accepting, fearlessly accepting about everything that you've done in the past, in this lifetime, in past lifetimes, without the judgment, without being afraid of it. You know, some of you have actually been afraid that an aspect of yourself from the past, a warlord perhaps, some type of thief or criminal, some type of unbalanced leader, that aspect of yourself might come back and take you over in this lifetime. You have fear of self-possession, an interesting thing. Perhaps Katumi could do a movie about that one. You fear that you will be overcome by your own self, by aspects that you have created. But remember, as Katumi said, it is you, who actually created those things. There's not some other part of your being anywhere else that is any more powerful or magnificent or glorious or stronger than the you that sits here right now. The you that sits here right now may not have conscious remembrance, and therefore that causes you at times to think that you are weak. But dear friends, you have strength. In a beautiful, energetic, and spiritual way, you created this. You created this whole journey through lifetimes and this whole coming to the point of remembrance for yourself. That is how strong you are. You created the links of those chains. And as the creator, you can also release them. Sometimes we see you scampering and scurrying and trying to figure out how you do this. You try to come up with formulas and methods and techniques. You don't have to do anything, Chambra, other than fearless acceptance. Because you are the ones that created this story. You are the ones that created the chains and the links. You are the ones that created this reality that you sit in. Therefore, Creator, don't you think you have created the way to evolve it as well? So that you wouldn't get stuck? So that you wouldn't become weak, so that you wouldn't annihilate the very nature of your soul and of your being? You created it. Fearless acceptance is a phenomenal thing. Fearless acceptance of every part of you, of everything around you. It doesn't mean you have to like it, Chambra. There's a difference. Sometimes you think, well, I have to like everything and I have to love everything. No, you don't. Fearless acceptance that you can also be discerning. You can also be sensory. Sensory allows you to determine the value of energies that are around you. You're afraid of the word judging? Because it has gotten you into trouble in the past. Look at it this way. You are perceiving. You are sensing. You're not placing a judgment on it. You are fearlessly accepting if the person next to you is annoying the hell out of you right now. You are fearlessly accepting that that's the way you are and that's the way they are. That is accepting. And accepting that they are God also, in spite of everything else you may think about them. Fearless accepting is taking every part of the reality that you're in and taking it in within you. When you have a bad day, fearlessly accepting that. It's a bad day. Bring that energy within you. You tried to shut it off. You tried to say, somehow there's a bad day that's appeared at my doorstep and I didn't want it there, so I'm going to keep the door closed. Dear friends, open the door and let bad day in. You created it for a reason. It's truly not a bad day. It's just a day that is challenging you to move forward. You called those events into your life. Perhaps you felt you were getting a bit complacent. Perhaps you felt you needed some motivation or a level of understanding. But how would you know if you kept the door deadbolted? How would you know if you didn't invite bad day into your house? Sit down and talk to it for a while. Sit down and feel how you feel. Embodiment is fearless acceptance that perhaps you're afraid of some things. Fearlessly be afraid of those things. Let it into your life. Let all of those things in. Again, Chambra, it is not about having to like everything. It is about accepting everything and accepting how you feel about all things. Chambra. We come to you today with several messages. We come to you today with much energy. We come to you today at a time of continuing changes. You've seen it recently. in the elections that Calder talked about, and you say, but there was no change, and we say, but there was a change. There are things happening. Take a look at the timeline that you are working with that leads you up to September 2007. Take a look at what we have said before. There are energetic forces that are holding on to the old ways because they're afraid. They're filled with fear because they were shut off. Because they are also holding an energy. Yes, they're also helping to tether an energy. There are many, many reasons for this. But it all relates to what is taking place as things move forward. As technology is increasing its pace. And the breakthroughs in science and medicine are coming faster and faster. Is it no wonder that there would also be those who would oppose the changes? Who would want to go back to the old ways? And we're not just speaking here about this country of America. You see it all across your world. Some of the loudest voices are coming forth right now. They're preaching and they're even demanding and they're even terrorizing to hold on to the old ways, go backwards in time. They're fearing a change. They're fearing something new, precisely what Katumi talked to you about last month. But in a sense, Chamber, even look beyond that. They're helping to hold a balance or a tether so this whole process of change can be done smoother and more gracefully. They are holding an energy of the old. It creates a very balanced, a very wonderful energy ratio. It keeps you from going off the deep end in a way. It keeps the world in a type of balance and check. It all makes sense. And when you can fearlessly accept everything happening around you, you will begin to understand how beautifully and how miraculously it all works. So, Chambra, I ask you to take a deep breath and to fearlessly accept. Fearlessly accept everything about yourself, everything about the world around you. Bring it into your being. Devour it. Digest it. Let it move through. Let it move on. We received a question recently from a dear Chambra in Israel, from my homeland. We've been waiting for the response. We wanted to bring it to this whole group because it applies to all of you. It's a poignant question. It demands an answer for all of Chambra. So we apologize on behalf of Calder that this wasn't answered sooner, but we wanted to wait for today. And the woman writes, "Dear Tobias, I have been channeling lately, but I've been getting these voices of fear, these voices that are telling me the wrong things. I've been getting these voices that are trying to deceive me and mislead me. What am I doing wrong, Tobias? How do I open up to the other realms? How do I open up to this thing called channeling?" Yes. In one word, we can say, participate. Participate. What you are doing, dear one, who asked the question, and so many of the rest of you who are Chambra, you're trying to take yourself out of the equation. We want you in the equation. As Caldra sits here now and channels, he is not somewhere else. He is fully participating because we demand it. We want him to be here, and we want you to be involved in this channel. Your energy is here. That is why these words are familiar, like perhaps you heard these last night or driving down the street the other day. We want you to participate. When you do not participate, when you try to back out of the spiritual equation of yourself and of Earth right now, yes, indeed, the voices that will come in will deceive you because you are deceiving yourself. The voices that come in will be untrue because you are being untrue to yourself. The voices that tell you things that are that are deliberately misleading are really you reflecting yourself. You are deliberately misleading yourself about who you are. So dear one in Israel and dear ones all over the world, it is incumbent that you participate in this right now. In every aspect of your life, if you are going to channel, you're going to talk to us, you have to participate. There is an old energy type of feeling and type of understanding that you had to back out of the way because you were just a little, tiny human. Just an insignificant speck. Just an unintelligent life force. That you had to back out to let the big guys come in. To let these grand and alien intelligences come in. Or these grand archangels come in. You had to move out of the way, and then they could possibly, if they had time and if you were worthy enough, they could possibly maybe perhaps give you a little token message to pass on to the rest of the world. That is our understanding of your understanding, Shambro. It is a different energy now, and we are asking you to participate. You will hear the true voices when you participate. If you are a channeler, be active in the channel. Stop trying to get yourself out. Embody yourself in that channel exactly like what you are doing right now. You're embodying yourself in this channel. Caldra and Linda are embodying themselves in this channel. You're allowing it to be. If you're going to be asking for advice and guidance from our side, you have to participate in that as well. You have to let it come in you and through you. Stop trying to make yourself invisible. Make yourself go away. How else do you think the energy of your divinity will ever come through? As we've told another group recently, if you are not in your home, which is your body, and it's this reality, it's this consciousness, if you are not here and the divinity comes to your door, there won't be anybody to answer it. The lights are on, but nobody's at home. It's important to participate in all of these things in your life. Sometimes you come to us with the questions and you want to back away. You wait for some response. You wait for a big voice in your head. It doesn't work that way. You are actively a part of it. Sometimes you wonder what it is you're supposed to do next in your life. And we stand waiting for you to make that decision. Then we support you. Sometimes you wonder, how come Spirit hasn't answered my request? It's been 5 years now. I asked, what am I supposed to do? And I still haven't gotten an answer. You weren't home, Shambro, when the answer came. The answer will keep coming back around. It keeps spinning back around over and over. And it puts on a new, set of clothing each time it comes to revisit you. So often you've been ignoring it. You've been ignoring the answer that keeps coming back to you. You keep waiting for the big voice in the sky. It happens in the now moment inside of you. So, dear one, from the land of Israel, thank you for asking the question. We wanted to bring the answer to everyone here. Participate in every aspect. Then we can come in. Then we can guide and assist, and we can love, and we can tell you jokes, and we can give you our advice, always with a caution. It is simply our advice. Ashambra, you have to understand, you don't see us on earth right now. Do you? We don't know if we could do it nearly as well as what you're doing it under the circumstances of going from one energy to another, under the circumstances of still living in an old energy world and trying to integrate new energy into your life, under the circumstances of trying or wanting to remember who you are and why you are here and who you have been. But yet at the same time, not at all wanting to remember who you were and why you are here. So, Jambo, you are doing an incredible job. As we say, we don't think we could do nearly as well. We follow you. We come in after you. We become your children and your grandchildren and their children. We follow in your footsteps. We can help guide you. We can help share with you. We can help you to remember. We can help be your voice as well. But it's up to you to participate fully in everything you do now. Have you noticed lately when you've been asking the angels and the guides and the others for the answers? You get nothing? Nothing at all? Like a large empty room. All the furniture has been removed. That's because we want you to do it. We want you to participate. This is not just, a simple request. There is a physics behind this. It requires that in the new energy that you're now beginning to integrate, you have to be fully present. You can't be an absentee owner of your divinity. In the new energy, you have to be fully present and participating. Then we can come in. We can come in and serve you in the manner that you want to be served and you need to be served. In the old energy, there was an occasional prophet. The prophets actually were all mad, we have to tell you. They were indeed. They had to be. They had to be somewhat crazy. They had to be very unbalanced in order to be able to bring in the energies and the messages. But there were only a few of them. Now, as we move into the new energy, as you move into the new energy, you are all prophets. You are all prophets in your own right. When you move into this new energy and you fully participate in your creations and your reality, then we can move in. We couldn't do that before with humans. The veil or the barriers were too strong. You know, Shambhara, the veil goes both ways. You knew that, didn't you? No, you didn't. You thought we could peer down and see everything that was going on Earth. We're sitting up here on our big clouds watching you. Where you couldn't see or feel or hear us. Where you were isolated. Shambhara, the veil is two ways. It requires the mutual participation on your side and on ours to come through. That is why we say that the prophets of old had to be a little bit crazy in order to help transcend or help break through that veil. And we had to be a little crazy to work with them. unbalance our energy. We had to rearrange our energies in order to come through the prophets of your modern era in particular. You see, there is always the concern from our side that, we can get too close to the energy of Earth, whereas we're not choosing to incarnate, but yet we get drawn into it so closely, next thing you know, we're a little baby. We're crying. So we set up a type of, a lifeline on our side that's where we connect with each other so that those coming the closest to the human reality won't get sucked in. We've talked before about the aliens, about the UFOs, and indeed they are out there. Indeed there are these entities from other dimensional realms. They are not material, they are not in matter like what you are. But they are out there. They are either aspects of you from the past, or they are your lineage, from your family. And they also know that if they come too close to the energies of Earth, they will get pulled in as well. It is hell for an alien to begin going through incarnations when they have never done so before. Very, very difficult. So Shambhara. It is about full participation, about being here, being with us, being a member of your team. No more absentee leadership on your part. Today we bring in several wonderful energies into our gathering. This has been building up over the past few days of time. And there are reasons for all of these things to be here right now. This is a wonderful time. We're going to celebrate today. We're going to do something very interesting today together. First, we bring in this aspect that has been floating in your dreams lately, been coming to visit you, wearing a variety of different types of personas or stories, but this has been coming in and out of your dreams for a while now. What this is, what it represents, is the most significant or the most powerful aspect of your Atlantean lifetimes. It is the one that stands out the most, that was the strongest, perhaps the most tormented or conflicted. It is the one that has been coming around you lately. Some of you have felt it in the back seat of your car. Some of you have felt it, down the hallway in your house. Some of you have encountered this aspect of yourself in your dreams. This Atlantean aspect comes back now, in particular, to work with you, to help you to move some energies. It is here now because now, more than ever, the remembrances, the feelings of Atlantis come back. In Atlantis, we were at a pinnacle. We were at a time of great change. We were at a time of significant technology development, although it was not anything like your technologies now. We have to say, Atlantean technologies were very, very different. You use electric-based technologies in your current society. In Atlantis, we did not have these. They were energetic technologies, but they're quite different. But the aspects of your Atlantean self, nearly all of you have had those, come back to visit now. Because it is a time of change. It is running a similar pattern to Atlantis. In a sense, you could look at the energy cycles or spirals of the Atlantean times. You can then look at the energy spirals of your current times, and they would appear to be twins. They would appear to be very, very similar. They are similar because you were involved in both. They are similar because they were both approaching times of quantum leaps of energy. They're very similar because it approached the time when the divine energies could begin truly manifesting and embodying on Earth. The similarities are very, very similar. Many of you who are listening or reading or here today, you even look very similar to what you did in your Atlantean times. Perhaps the skin is a bit different tone. Perhaps the eyes are a bit different color. But Chambra, you even look like you did in that incarnation in Atlantis. The Atlantean aspect, that strong aspect, comes in now to help you go through these changes, and to help assure you that there will not be a collapse like there was then. To help assure you that collapse of the Atlantean times was not a mistake. It was not from abuse. If anything, it was because things were moving so fast that there were imbalances in other areas. There was an imbalance in Gaia. Not enough attention had been placed to Gaia back then. Everything has to move together. In the times of Atlantis, there wasn't a type of energy in a segment of the population that could help maintain a tether or a balance with the old. This is a delicate time that you are moving in. A balance with the old and the new is important. That aspect of the Atlantean energy comes now also because it has been one that has been, perhaps the most traumatized, the most overwhelmed, that needed the most healing within you. And it comes back now to receive that. It comes back now to know that you are okay, that you have chosen a safe space, that earth has not chosen annihilation, destruction, that the changes now have been set up in a manner that you can handle them. That aspect of Atlantis comes back now to join you on this day in this sacred space that we have together, to serve you and to assist you and to also move through this change, this quantum leap that will take place in a few years, to move through with you. That energy no longer wants to be separate, no longer wants to be loathed or hated by you. That energy doesn't want to be an energy that frightens you anymore, like has happened. Some of your nightmares when you were a child, some of the greatest fears were when this Atlantean energy was trying to reintegrate. And now comes back to join you, to be embodied within you, to ask for fearless acceptance in your being. There is much that this Atlantean energy can bring to you. It is your experience. It's tools that you learned and developed as you. It's time to bring that back now to fully embody it. Fearless acceptance of Atlantis. Fearless acceptance of moving into the new energy once again. Along with the Atlantean energies on this day also come in our dear guest, our dear friend, Alama. Indeed, Awama's energy has been very present, particularly for his first school. Awama's energies are very present because right now, in this whole movement into the new energy, requires much strength, much clarity, much directness, and much truth. Clarity that you need to have for yourself. Truth about who you are. Much of this energy is needed, and Awama comes in today. Awama was a warrior, also in Atlantis. Awama, I have to say, had a very difficult time with some of the events that transpired during those times. He was one of many leaders of a group that was working in the temples, one of the leaders of a group that was working with energy balances, with energy sharing with all people. When the Atlantis began its downfall, he was one of the first who took up arms, who took up the weapons to fight. And what he saw in the battlefields, what he saw with those who were his own warriors, what he saw with those who were his own family and loved ones, caused him deep anger, caused deep internal wounds. And he vowed to come back again as a warrior and annihilate every one of those who had harmed him or his family. And that vow stuck with him. And he came back, indeed he did, to the lands of what are known as India. And he was the warrior, and he got vengeance. But that didn't bring him the true peace. It didn't bring him the true integration. It took him a long, long time to overcome the scars of Atlantis. So he comes back now at this very important point in your history to help you move through it as well, to help you release perhaps vows that you might have had, to help you release energies that you might be holding. So, Shambra, I want to talk to you today. I want to talk to you today about energies that you are holding. I'm going to ask you here for the duration of our time together to truly feel what you are holding. You pride yourself in being energy holders. You want to hold energy. You believe it is your service. It has been for as long as you can possibly remember. Many of you here are holding energies of Atlantis. For the return of Atlantis, in a way. For the preservation of Atlantis, perhaps. You're holding Atlantean energies in the very fabric of your being. You're holding it also in your body, most certainly in your mind. You're holding it in the energy fields that surround you. There are some here who are experts in understanding the fields and the grids. I want you to take a closer look at those who you work with, and you will see how they have woven in energies that they're holding. You'll see them if you look beyond the initial grid framework that you work with. They have disguised it in there. They have woven it in there, so it is hard to see at times. But you open yourself, you will see it. Some of you are holding energies from Lemuria. You hold it for the hope that there is a time again for the soft energy to return. For the loving energy to come back to Earth. We remind you that Lemuria was wonderful, but it was also difficult. Learning to adjust to a physical body. Learning to adjust to other human beings. But you are holding this Lemurian energy. You are waiting for Lemuria to come back. Dear friends, that bus is not stopping here. Many of you are holding energies from the Arthurian times, King Arthur and Camelot and Merlin. You are holding this so that magic comes back once again. We talked about magic recently in the land of Slovenia. We explained exactly what magic is. We brought in the energies of Merlin. We talked about Camelot. We talked about how all of this can be integrated into your day-to-day life. We talked about the fact that magic is nothing more than a belief system that you get other people to buy into. And Galdur says here that the tape will be available soon. Dear Shambra, some of you are holding energies from what you would call the Native Americans, the Indians. You're holding energies for this group of mystical, this group of Gaia-oriented people who understood the land, understood the skies, and you're holding energies for them. Shambra, some of you are holding energies for your workplace. Yes. You are energy holders. Oh, you go in, you think you are a bookkeeper, you think you are perhaps a worker on the line, but you know, you've always known you're an energy holder for that company, for that group of people. Sometimes you resent it. Sometimes you think, if they only knew I was an energy holder here, they wouldn't treat me like that. You want to march down to your boss's office and say, but I am holding the energy here. This place would fall apart without me. And you're probably right. But we don't think your boss would quite understand. Some of you are holding energies for abused and battered women. Women who have had the Isis energy violated within them. You help them to hold that energy, to hold their space and their balance. This is wonderful work. You help them from falling into a deep, deep abyss, and you know that. You help them from going over the edge. You hold it because you have been violated. Your Isis energy has been deeply wounded. You are able to work through most of it. And now you become an energy holder for the feminine energy that has been abused and wounded and mistreated. There are some of you listening right now that are great holders of old Egyptian energy. You know it. You feel it. It resonates within you. When you see something from the old lands, from the old culture, a beautiful culture, it makes you want to cry. You've been holding that energy, waiting for the appropriate time. waiting for it to come back, perhaps, waiting for it to enter into your life in one way or the other. Some of you here are holders of Gaia energy. Indeed you are, holding the energy for Earth. Oh, you remember, don't you, the times of Atlantis where we sort of forgot to hold the energy of Gaia, and she sort of reminded us about that. So you are holding an energy for Earth, holding a balance, making sure that Gaia is loved and honored and respected, making sure that the lands and the waters and the skies are kept as pure as possible and as clean as possible, and you hold the energy for that. Some of you here are holding the energy for musical vibrations, aren't you? You hold this energy not only for yourself, but for others who are entering into this, who are creating with this musical energy, because you know that it has healing capabilities, it has storytelling capabilities, it has love-making capabilities. So you hold an energy for music. Some of you hold an energy here for healing, others for love. So many of you today are holding energies for your families, aren't you? For your sons and your daughters and your husbands, for your parents who are here or who have already departed. You're holding their energy because you don't think they can do it all on their own right now. Because you are so loving and so giving. You are so filled with service. Dear Spirit, I will serve in any way, you say, as you're holding the energy of those around you. You hold their energy when they're sick. You hold their energy when they need an extra measure of love, extra support. Oh, yes, we see that clearly in you. You are holding your family energy, aren't you? Some of you are holding energies for certain countries. Many of you listening right now are holding an energy for Israel. I know it because I'm sitting right with you. Aren't you? You're wondering what's going to happen next. Yes. With the Aser out of the way, what happens next? You are holding your energy and he is going to hold his into the grave. And you know that, and that's what the debate is about right now. They want him, and he wants him to hold his energy in the ground. You know, you do that. You die, and then you hold your energy in the ground, part of it. Part of you comes back here to our side. Part of you stays there, holding an energy for something you believe in, holding an energy for something you love and you care about. Chambra. On this day, energy holders, on this day, you're all fired. No, we did not have anything to do with that program, but today you're all fired. Today it is time to let that go. We want you to stop being energy holders so that you can be energy movers. Much better. Much better. Yes, energy holders are needed and required, and there is a whole group that is waiting, ready to come in to take over your jobs. Perhaps they don't consciously know it. Perhaps they just feel an excitement and a passion. Something new is coming to them. Yes, they can hold energy. They can hold a balance. They are waiting to come in. They are waiting for you to let go. They are waiting for you to release the old energies you've been carrying around with you, like rocks in your pocket. They have been waiting for you to move on. So what is the difference between an energy mover and an energy holder? A lot. A lot, and it requires some changes in your life. The reason we brought Katumi in last month, to prep you for changes, more changes. So, Shambro. An energy mover is one who fully embodies, fearlessly accepts energy into their being, no longer holding it outside of them, no longer having barriers, bringing it in, and then allowing it to move through. An energy mover is one who allows the energies to come in to their reality, not just the physical body, but to your entire consciousness. And then, in a sense, you could say that, words are difficult here, but that you are giving it a blessing. You are giving the embodied energy a blessing. You are painting it with your divine paintbrush. You are kissing it with your divine lips. You are adding a spark of new energy to it. And then you are letting it flow out again as a potential for anyone and anything that wants to use it. That is how energy works. That is how energy moves. It needs to be fully embodied by a participant of divinity, you. Let it come through your being. Let it flow back out. This is how new energy and divinity is manifested and realized in this third dimension, on this earth, right now. Right now, Shambro. There are not a group of energy movers out there. There are energy shifters from the old energy standpoint. They simply shift some energies back and forth. You might recognize some of them. You might be aware of some of them. But we're talking here about energy movers. An energy mover is one who fully embodies and fully participates, fully blesses everything coming to them and in them and through them. And when they do, they add this blessing of new energy and divinity. It's not just shifting one ratio of energy back and forth. It is blessing and energy. That allows it to bring in all of the aspects of this thing we call new energy, new dynamics, new insights. So, Shambra, we come to you today asking you to accept a new position. We also ask you to take a look at this metaphor. Sometimes when you are literally fired from a job or when things change in your life, you panic. You wonder what you did wrong. You wonder what you're going to do next. You're simply at some level of yourself letting go of something old to allow something grander and newer and a more service come into your life. Sometimes you fret when things don't work out the way you want them to. Sometimes you fret when you have to release things from your life. It's all a way of making room for the new. An energy holder literally helps maintain a delicate and a wonderful and beautiful balance of energies. Indeed, we could not simply forget about the Atlantean times or ignore them. Indeed, we didn't want to simply forget about the energies, perhaps for those of you holding the African-American or African energies as you move to different parts of the world. We didn't want the world to forget about that important element. Energy holders have been very important, bringing everything forward, moving everything together. It has been a wonderful job, and you are highly honored for your service. You've endured a lot. Some of you have gone through great, great pains and challenges in your life to protect the energies that you are holding. Some of you have been holding energies needlessly. You've been trying to do it to them for your families or your friends or loved ones, and partly because you didn't think they could do it, partly because you loved them so much you wanted to take some of their burden. But you know now you can't. Each soul, each being has to accept their own. You can't carry their burdens on your shoulder. Ultimately, it doesn't serve them. So, Shambra, you know of what I speak. We've been speaking about it together for some time now, talking about what it would be like to let go of the old energies you've been holding. Take a moment here to feel and to think about what energies you've been holding, carrying in your being, wondering why your knees are going bad sometimes, wondering why your body aches, wondering perhaps why you feel confused, why you're having difficulty finding your own identity, your own being. Shambha, you've been carrying so much other energy, holding it. That's why it has been difficult to discover the true you. Take a moment here to feel those energies from past lives. Some of you were literally soldiers in past lives, sailors. You still carry the energy for your troop or your company or your ship with you, don't you? Not wanting it to be forgotten, not wanting it to be lost, wanting it to be part of the energy equation of contemporary consciousness. So you carry that with you on Shambha. One of the greatest of all. One of the greatest crosses that all of you bear is the cross of Yeshua. Holding the energy of Yeshua in the times 2,000 years ago. Holding it tightly. Holding it deeply and holding it in suffering. Holding it with such vows that you gave to never let it go, to never let it be lost. Well, Shambha, it's not lost. It's very present on earth right now. You can see it all over. It has built churches all over the world, your energy. The work of Yeshua and the work of you and bringing the divine seed to earth is not lost. It is not gone. You can let go now. You can let go now. So many of you were instrumental in creating the early Catholic Church, the early Christian churches. And you have held the energy. Even in this lifetime, you have felt both resentment towards the churches and an affinity and a love for the church. You haven't been sure which one is stronger. Because you're still holding the energy, but disappointed, perhaps, at how it's turned out. You hope for the renewal in the church. So you continue holding that energy. It is time to let it go. There are others. Or perhaps they won't do as fine of a job as you did. But there will be many more of them to do it. Perhaps it will take a dozen to your one. But dear Shambha, you have set the energy. You have created the job description. You have been the one that has nurtured this energy. And now it is time to let it go, to turn it over. They want to come in. They truly do. They are pacing. They are wondering. They're the humans you see wandering around aimlessly, wondering what to do in their lives, wondering what comes next. They are waiting for you to turn this over. Now we know that you're going to feel guilty. We know you're going to think you're doing a disservice. You're going to think that, yes, indeed, you are slacking. That you are letting go of this major responsibility, and you, when you do, perhaps the world could come apart at the seams. Shambha, enough work and enough preparation has gone into this. That in this handing off of energy, that the world won't come apart, it seems. When you hand off this responsibility, there are others who are practiced and learned and how to take this over. The real question should be now, what do I do as an energy mover? Where do I go next? What do I do? We will discuss this in our next gathering of Shambha. We ask you to use this occasion now to tell yourself, every aspect of yourself, it's okay not to hold the energy anymore. That doesn't mean that you'll never be able to visit it. Doesn't mean you won't be able to feel it and bring it up when you want. It simply means you don't have to carry the burden of it anymore. You're going on to new and different things. If you miss that energy, if you miss that energy of old Russia, for instance, Oh, it will always be there for you to go back and visit. If you miss the energies of being a placeholder for the early days of the church, you can always go back and visit that. If you miss the energies that you are holding for your family, you can always go back and feel that again. But it just means now that you are freer. It just means now you can open yourself to be a real mover. A real mover. Some of you may feel a bit empty from this in these days to come. And that is fine. Feel how it feels to be empty. Feel what it was like to hold the energy. Allow your imagination to come in and to feel what it was like holding all of that energy for other things. Some of you might feel a bit selfish. You might feel you have to carry your weight. You might have to have your share. But dear friends, where we are going, you will have more than your share. There will be things to do. You will be serving humanity and spirit in a whole new way. When you are ready, whenever you are ready, give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to let go of those energies you've been holding. Take a review in your own soul, what you've been holding. Love it. Love it. You were never obligated to do this. You chose to do it. And then let it go. Pass it on. Pass the baton, Chambra. Pass the baton. There are others who are waiting. Where you go from here, energy movers, there are those entities, Awama, Katumi, Saint Germain, and I, and all the others, will be there with you. We're going to do some real experiencing. Remember that you are never alone. And so it is.